Good morning. This is Brad Lacey, pastor of the First Baptist Church at Conshohocken, president of the Philadelphia Bible Society, a ministry of the free distribution of the scriptures. And for this hour, it is my privilege to serve as host of The Great Message on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. This morning, as we anticipate the coming of Christmas Day, I would very much take the privilege of sharing with you from the Gospel of Luke, as we read together the birth narrative concerning Jesus Christ, who would become Christ and him crucified and risen from the dead. Beginning in the first chapter of the Gospel, we read, "There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abijah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he was executed the priest's office before God, in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall be turned to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to shew thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not able to speak, until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people waited for Zacharias, and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me, to take away my reproach among men. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give him unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered, and he said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days, and went into the hill country with haste, into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice, and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, for he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. For he hath shewed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats, and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months, and returned to her own house. Now Elizabeth's full time came, that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had shewed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias, after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, Not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, There is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing table, and wrote, saying, His name is John. And they all marveled. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue was loosed, and he spake, and he praised God. And fear came on all that dwelt all round about them. And all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all they had heard laid them up in their hearts, saying, What manner of child shall this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and began to prophesy. Praise the Lord. Brad Lacey with the great message, drawing upon this magnificent text from the Gospel of Luke. We return in a moment. Brad Lacey returning with the great message on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Again, in anticipation of Christmas Day, we resume our reading from the Gospel of Luke concerning the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all that they heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them, and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she was coming in that instant, she gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom and the grace of God. The grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and his answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them, and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man. Praise God for the reading of his holy word. Brad Lacey with the great message. We return in a moment. Brad Lacey returning with the great message on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We have had the privilege, and it has been my exquisite privilege, to have shared the Holy Scriptures concerning the birth sequence of Jesus Christ, our beloved Savior and Lord. And it is important for us to understand that these scriptures emanating from the Gospel of Luke do not come to us by way of a vacuum, a spiritual vacuum. They come to us by way of a long historic lineage. The Gospel comes to us, if you will, under a kind of prophetic bower, a bower being a place of refuge and of refreshment. One thinks of a shady bower under a tree, perhaps. Well, the Gospel of Jesus Christ comes under the bower of God's promise and of prophetic utterance. Indeed, as far back as the very Garden of Eden, when our forebears, Adam and Eve, broke ranks with God's commandments, and they chose to eat of the tree that God forewarned them to avoid. When they broke ranks with God's command and fell into a sinful state, they became fallen, and consequently we all, being of their lineage, are fallen as well. We know that God, and I love how the scripture puts it, it is so poetic and lyrical, and it speaks to a beautiful quality within the very heart of God. God is walking in the cool of the day in the garden, and he's looking for man. He's looking for Adam and Eve, and he cries out, "Where are you, O man?" We often ask that question of God, "Where are you, O Lord? Will you not show yourself?" I remember sitting in a dental chair, and my dentist, a very fine man and a very good dental dentist, but he was a skeptic concerning the things of religion, and as he had all manner of tools and wires in my mouth, I had no way of responding. He posed the question very honestly, but shouldn't Jesus come around every 1,000 years or two to prove himself to humankind? But of course he did he not, on the cross at Calvary. But God asks the same question of us, "Where are you, O man?" But in that garden, already the seeds of the gospel were established. The seeds of the gospel were laid in the historical timeline. And God, confronting the serpent, which represented Satan, God confronting the serpent said that he, namely the Messiah, he will crush your head while you will only bruise his heel. And the bruising of the heel of the Messiah spoke of the crucifixion of Christ many, many moons prior to the actual event. You will bruise his heel, but he will crush your head. And this is called by theologians and Bible students, this is known as the proto-evangel, or the first expression of the gospel. And indeed, as we work our way down the historical and prophetic pike, when we come to the prophet Isaiah, prophesying and living within the time frame of perhaps 650 to 750 BC, within that range, this is what the prophet Isaiah has to say prophetically. "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, and the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise, and garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with burning, and fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, and upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth, even forever. For the zeal of hosts, the zeal of the Lord Almighty, will perform this. This prophetic utterance would carry the Jewish people through centuries of either trauma on the one hand, a trauma directly resultant of their own iniquities, or of external aggression, or of both. But it would also carry them through literally 400 years of silence, prophetic silence from God himself. But along comes John the Baptist in anticipation of Jesus Christ. And this is what Isaiah has to say afresh concerning the coming of Jesus. He says that there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the suckling child shall play on the horn of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. A magnificent vision, one that will be given full fulfillment by way of the work of Jesus Christ, all according to the timeline as established by God, but all within that prophetic lineage, if you will, all coming under the prophetic bower, which is the product of God's holy, eternal, and promise that he will never, ever forsake. And further down the pike, with the coming of John the Baptist, who heralds the coming of Jesus Christ and him crucified. And Jesus, we learn, as he begins his public ministry, he stands before the people in the temple or the synagogue. And we read this also to be found in the Gospel of Luke. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." It is a word that was fulfilled in the ears of those who were present on that blessed day. And it is a blessing to all who have come down the pike years and decades and centuries and millennia later, we who come under the ministry of the gospel, a gospel foretold long ago and readily to be received in the here and now, it is this, that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, Jesus and Him crucified, is our blessed and holy and beloved Savior and Lord. Praise God. Brad Lacey with the great message. We return in a moment. Brad Lacey with the great message. One final round in anticipation of Christmas Day with the Christmas message on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It is incumbent upon me as a pastor and as one who broadcasts the gospel to be a man not simply of word, but of prayer. And so please, if you will grant me the privilege, I will be blessed if you will share with me in this prayer. Gracious and Holy Father, we celebrate the Christmas season amidst the crisis of COVID-19. We ask you to fill our lives with the joy of your salvation, a joy that will prove more than adequate to overpower and to defeat the fears, anxieties, and traumas that currently beset so many. A joy that will breathe and bring forth hope, a living hope, because of Christ Jesus, who is our hope. For he has brought healing, deliverance, and salvation to our sin-infested, sin-afflicted lives. Gracious God, you long ago promised the coming of one who would prove to be the embodiment of consolation, the consolation of Israel. And your very word made flesh, the incarnation, as we have come to call it. We are humbled and gratified that Jesus, who is very God of very God, would so humble himself by setting aside his divine prerogative and take up the form and mantle and burden of fallen humankind. He went to the cross, frightened to the point of sweating blood, but never flinching, out of pure, unadulterated love for each of us, the kind of love that simply never, ever fails, an agape, a holy and sacrificial love. What exquisite and extraordinary truth is packed into this simplest but most profound of all Bible verses. And we give you thanks, gracious Father, for making this verse available to us. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but will have everlasting life. Dear Lord, we believe. We ask you to help us in our unbelief. My God, you have appointed and called me to be your servant to the lovely little fellowship entrusted to my pastoral care, as well as to an ambassadorial role before the world at large. I need your grace and an anointing of your Spirit if I am to adequately, let alone fruitfully, serve this listening congregation. I pray now for each person who is attendant to this broadcast. Gracious Father, I pray for their general welfare, especially amidst pandemic that has beset us. I pray that you will graciously sustain each of them as each of us work and wade ourselves through these rotten times. I pray for their spiritual status, as we are all sinners in need of saving grace, the likes of which come solely, exclusively, and effectively through Jesus Christ and him crucified. I pray that your Holy Spirit open our hearts to you, leading us to repent of our sin and receive Jesus Christ into our hearts as Savior and Lord. I pray that notwithstanding the traumas and trials of 2020, that our Christmas be happy and merry, because this season is blessed. Blessed in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Blessed by the gladsome assurance that we are safe and secure in the very arms and heart of God. Blessed to live our sin-washed, or righteousness restored lives because of the atoning merits of our beloved Savior's death on the cross, and blessed to be your people, peculiar perhaps, but spotless and beloved of you, our loving and heavenly Father. We praise your name and thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Brad Lacey, I bid you a very happy and merry Christmas, and I leave you with this lovely rendition, courtesy of my lovely wife, of O Holy Night. God bless you.
O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a born. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices. Night divine. Oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, led by the light of faith serenely beaming, with glowing hearts by his cradle we stand. So led by light of a star sweetly gleaming, here came the wise men from Orient land. The King of Kings lay thus in lowly manger, in all our trials, born to be our friend. He knows our need. To our weakness is no strength. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Change shall he bring.